Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thanks to all the patrons of Pray Every Day. I appreciate you, and you are the reason we're able to keep this going, and thank you for your sacrifice. If you'd like to be a patron, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday, a couple different levels that you can support the podcast at and be a part of our family here. So thanks in advance for doing that. Today we're in Matthew 26, verses 14 through 25, and the modern English version of the Bible, and this is what it says. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said to them, "What will you give me if I hand him over to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. From that moment, he searched for an opportunity to betray him. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" The disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When evening came, he sat down with the 12, and as they were eating, he said, "Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." They were very sorrowful, and each of them began saying to him, "Lord, is it I?" He answered and said, "He who has dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, who betrayed him, answered, "Master, is it I?" He said to him, "You have said it. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, as I think about your last days on this earth and what you went through and just the brokenness of the betrayal that you experienced, it causes me to remember that the betrayal that all of us have experienced cannot compare to the betrayal of death like that. And yet, we are not sovereign like you. We are not omnipotent and omniscient. And so we go wide-eyed into relationships, not knowing. And I think, you know, to be honest, there'll be times where if I looked at some of my difficult relationships that broke me, if I had known that they would, I might not have walked into them, because no one likes to be hurt. But you knew full well going into choosing Judas that he would be the one who betrayed you. And yet you spent those 3 years pouring your life into him. What a sacrifice that is, Lord Jesus. What a tribute that is to who you are. And it also gives us an amazing way of viewing you as one who understands what it's like to be betrayed and yet to still love. Lord, I know many of us have broken relationships. I do too. And it's hard to get past betrayal. It's hard to get past those feelings of I poured everything into that person, or I gave my heart to that friend or that spouse or that significant other or that a family member, and yet they have betrayed me. Lord Jesus, would you teach us how to move on after betrayal? You can, because you have, and you have endured it on such a deep scale. We need to know how to move on. And Lord, there's grief in that. And I know that part of that is just learning how to grieve and to acknowledge that it hurt and to move on. But Lord, we pray that as anything that is within us, that we would do what we can do. And I know for me that means learning how to forgive those who betray, learning how to let go of that bitterness, learning how to retrain the way I think about that person and to pray blessing over them. That's also really hard for me to do, but it has set me free when I have done so. And so, Lord, help us to be that way. Help us to get to that place in our mourning and our grief that we can begin to pray for the person who hurt us. Lord, you have been betrayed and you know what it's like, and therefore you are an empathetic Savior to us. You understand. And we can come to you, to your throne of grace, and approach it boldly and come to you and help for help and in time of need. And so we do that right now. We throw ourselves down and we say, we need your help. We can't forgive. It's really, really hard. We can't let go of this bitterness. It's really, really hard. We can't seem to stop grieving this relationship. It's really, really hard. But we know that you understand. So we ask for your help in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm grateful that you spend this time with me every day. I'm humbled, and it is my sincere prayer that this little podcast has been a blessing to you. And if it has been, feel free to share the app with someone or let them know that it's on an Alexa device. Share it. That would be amazing. Thanks so much, and have a great day.